Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me today is Rachel Mary from Georgia. I recently had the opportunity to meet her at a conference of policymakers. She started the conversation this week when her parents were encouraged to abort her because of a concerning ultrasound. But mom and dad and the prayers of Grammy said, no, our little girl has value. Rachel, welcome again to the Daily Spotlight.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be on again.
So tell us, your mom then gave birth to you at what stage of gestation?
So at 26 weeks, I was born via C-section, and it was just such a miracle, just every detail. And I was in the NICU for 5.5 months.
5.5 months. And after that 5.5 months, eventually you got to come home. I'd love to know what mom thought about when she brought you home that day. It had to be so special. I'm sure she's told you that story.
Yeah, she has. Oh my gosh, it was ecstatic. And you know, like, and even when I had gone home, I was on oxygen for around, I want to say it was 2 years, a little bit over that. Yeah, I mean, but just such a joyous day to be able to say, you know what, like, A, our Rachel survived, and just such a gift, but also we get to bring her home.
I love that. I mean, we're doing radio, so people can't see you, but I am looking at this beautiful brown-eyed girl, 20 years old, and you're making your life count now. You recently testified before the Georgia legislature advocating for life.
Yes, I did. It truly was such a privilege to be able to stand there and to share the story that the Lord's allowed us to have, to be a voice for the countless children, for these countless children that are being preemptively taken, snuffed out of our society simply because of their health condition, and to be able to say that we have value simply because we're persons. And, you know, and not only that, but just praying just for any physician that may hear and for any parent, for them to know the hope that there is in fighting for life, because we all have value.
I look forward to continuing the conversation tomorrow, Rachel.